Today we celebrate this memorial of St. Ignatius of Antioch, who was born in the year 50 and becomes a Christian, comes to know the gospel, becomes a follower of Jesus Christ, devotes his life to Christ, and becomes a bishop in the early church of Antioch. And in the year 107, there is a great persecution that breaks out, and he is imprisoned after testifying to his faith. He says, "I'm not going to reject Jesus Christ. I'm not going to leave this behind." So he is taken into custody, and he's going to be sent off, not because he is a bishop, he's going to be sent off to Rome to be executed. So along this journey that he is making towards Rome from Antioch, he has this guard of soldiers that is with him, but he is allowed to write these letters. So he writes letters to different churches that are along the way. He writes letters to these different places that he will pass through along the way. And these are then some of the oldest writings that we have outside of the New Testament from a Christian. And he describes to us then the life of the early church. And so we see very quickly on in the church what happens. We have this office of bishop that comes into being. St. Ignatius will talk about the priests. He will talk about the deacons of a particular church. In other words, he's talking about dioceses. So we already have this structure of the church that we see today. We see its roots way back in the year 107, and certainly even before that. And as he goes along the way, he writes to these different churches because he's writing them. He says, listen, do not ransom me from this fate. The early Christians, they would try and gather together their money, their possessions, and they would try and free the captives. He says, do not do that because I want to face this martyrdom. Do not do that because this is what God is calling me to. The emperor had sentenced him to be torn apart by wild beasts in the games, in the stadia. He says, do not take this away from me. He says, now I am beginning to be a Christian. Now, as I'm making this journey towards this fate, I'm beginning to be a Christian. And he sees in what will happen to him, he sees in his fate this tie-in to the Eucharist. He says that when I am being ground up by the teeth of wild beasts, this is like the bread that is ground up that becomes this offering to God that becomes for all of us. So he understands exactly what is going to happen to him. But so great is his faith and his love for the Lord that he does not turn away from it. And he says to those other churches, he says, thank you very much. I know that this is out of love in your hearts that you want to do this, but he says, for my sake, do not try and have me escape this fate for my sake, so that I may truly become a disciple of Jesus Christ. Do not help me to avoid this fate. With these letters that he has written, there's letters to seven different churches and also a letter to another bishop, Polycarp, in Smyrna. These letters survive to this day. You can find them. You can find translations of them online. It's quite simple. And I would encourage all of us, if there's not something that you've ever read before, if you've never heard of the letters of St. Ignatius of Antioch, if you've never had time to read those, make some time and read them. Make some time and read them. What are the themes that he always emphasizes in these letters? Unity with the bishop of the local church. It's always one of his great keys of importance. He talks about the Eucharist very frequently, the meaning of the Eucharist, that offering, what it does for us. And he talks about this third thing that I'm blanking on right now. I'll remember it maybe at the end of Mass. But he has these points that he makes over and over again. And so they are instructive for us today. They're good for us to think about, to pray about today as well. So we are grateful for this example of St. Ignatius of Antioch. We are grateful too then for those trials in our own lives. Sometimes when things are very easy, it takes some sort of difficult moment in life to help us understand what it really means to be a Christian, what it really means to make of our lives an offering to God. Through his intercession, we ask that we may grow in our love of Jesus Christ today and every day.